Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, once you find your place there. Ephesians chapter 1. And this is our second lesson, and I have got a hunch that we're not going to escape this first verse tonight. And now we might, and that'll be great, but I did a lot of studying today, and I never got out of verse 1, so there, amen. So if the teacher's not out of the verse, then probably we're not going to get out. We'll just see how the Lord leads, and if you'd stand with me, we'll read chapter 1 and verse number 1, just this one verse tonight, and as we go on, we'll read more scripture, but we'll just read the one verse tonight, chapter 1, verse 1, and we're looking at the greeting of our friend the Apostle Paul, or the greeting of the Apostle Paul in just part 1 tonight. And so let's read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 in unison. Ready? Begin. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Of course, last week we took a look at Ephesus, and we looked at the area, and we looked at the assembly, and we looked at the words that Paul had to say, and kind of the why it was written, amen. And you remember that it was written to people that were living below their royal standing, amen. And Paul's showing them in the first three chapters of all these things that we have in Christ, and then the following three chapters of living because we are so rich in Christ. So if you would, look at number one with me. I want you to notice the authentication. If you have your outline there, Roman numeral number one is the authentication. We looked at this before, number one, so we'll move quickly there. Number one is the authorship. And it tells us very simply, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, is written by the Apostle Paul. Over the years, there's some debate about books, whether this person wrote this or this person wrote that. And I have to tell you, a lot of that just comes from the critical nature. The Bible says Paul wrote it. That's really good enough for me. I feel that way. And all these people, forgive me, but there are spiritual eggheads that all they do is dig and dig and dig and dig and criticize the Bible. I don't want to be around that crowd. Amen. And so the authorship is simple. It's Paul. But then something very important that we're going to take a look at is not only the authorship, but Paul's apostleship. Okay? Paul's apostleship. He says there, Paul and what? Apostle. Okay, so there were, as far as we can tell, there are three requirements to be an apostle. There are no more apostles. If you're looking for apostles, the ministry of apostleship ended with Paul. Amen. But there, by the way, there's so much about that we could look into apostles and how they had a part in the writing of the New Testament, and there's so much there, but really there's three requirements for to be an apostle. And so we're going to look at some verses here. So hold your place there in Ephesians, and let's do some running here. Amen. Go to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And the first requirement of apostleship or apostles is a selection. Selection. And that's simply that they had to be chosen by the Lord Himself, okay, to be an apostle. If you have somebody today that claims to be an apostle, I would probably get as far from that person as possible, amen, for fear that the lightning would hit me too, next to him, amen. No, they had to be chosen by the Lord. And if you look at Matthew chapter 10, here we have, the Bible says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. And the names of the 12, what? Apostles are these. The first, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname is Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and, who's always last, Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Okay, so we have there the 12 original apostles. Now, one forsook his apostleship, and we know, of course, that was Judas. But the first requirement for an apostle was they had to be selected by Jesus. You say, well, how can Paul say that then? I'm glad you asked. Amen. Go to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. They had to be chosen by Jesus or selected by Jesus. But then in Acts chapter 9, we have, of course, the story of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. Amen. When Paul was on the Damascus Road, or Saul was on the Damascus Road, you know what happened there. It says there in verse 3 of chapter 9 of the book of Acts, it says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined right round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Okay. And he said, of course this is Saul, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am who? Jesus. Okay, I am Jesus. And so you know what happens here. The Apostle Paul, the apostate Saul, if we could say that, amen, gets saved. And he becomes the Apostle Paul. Well, if you go down to verse number 13, and you remember what happened, he was blind, and the Bible talks about here where it says, then verse 13, then Ananias answered. Remember what God had said, I want you to go, Ananias, I want you to go and see the man named Saul, for he prayeth. And Ananias said, pardon me? You want me to go to who? Don't you know who that is? Oh yeah. Yeah, I know who he is. Verse 13, then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many of this man, how much evil he hath done unto thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord, now, according to verse 6, who's the Lord speaking here? Jesus. The Lord Jesus, amen. Said unto him, go thy way, for he is a what? Chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings, for I will show them how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So the apostles, and what happened, obviously we know Judas betrayed the Lord, went and hanged himself. The apostles held their own committee meeting, amen, which is why I'm not always for committee meetings, amen. They had their own committee meetings and they chose somebody, but I think the scriptures are clear that the Lord didn't make that choice. They made, why is it clear? Because Paul says, I am an apostle born out of due time. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, over and over and over. So the first qualification was they had to be, there was in their selection. They had to be chosen by the Lord. The second qualification, and we'll just stay in Acts since we're already there, was concerning signs. Signs. So not only selection, but signs. Go to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. When Jesus selected them in Luke, he said, I'm going to give you power over unclean spirits, and I'm going to give you... And he goes on and he says things. And you remember what happened in Luke chapter 10. They came back and said, even the devils are subject to us. This is great! And he said, don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you. Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. Amen? He said, that's not what it's about. But he would say there in chapter 5, look at verse number 12. It says, and by the hands of the what? Apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself to them. but the people magnified them, and the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. If you go to Acts chapter 28, you say, well, that's Peter and the other 10 apostles. What about the apostle Paul? I'm glad you asked. Amen. Boy, you guys are so into the message tonight. Amen. And you can see where I'm going with this. There in Acts chapter 28, if you look at verse 7, you remember that when after they had shipwrecked, they came to the island of Mileta. There in verse 7 says, in the same quarters were possessions of a chief man of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. And even before that, remember, as soon as they came out, they went to the fire and a snake fastened on Paul's hand and he shook it off. And he didn't get hurt. And they said, this is a God. You say, why is that important for apostleship? Signs were to authenticate their ministry. That's the reason you don't have to worry about sign gifts today. You know what you have? You don't need that which is in part, which is sign gifts, because you have that which is perfect. Right here. But listen, when the apostles were starting out, they didn't have this bound book that we have. Amen? They had the Old Testament, amen. And so the signs were an important part of the apostles' ministry. It was a point, it was a requirement, really, to determine whether this person was an actual apostle. And the apostle Paul, that one born out of due time, he met that requirement as well. So selection, they had to be chosen by the Lord. Signs and wonders followed them. And then sight. S-I-G-H-T. You're in Acts. Go back to Acts chapter 1. This is when they are choosing the 12th apostle. They're having their meeting. And they're choosing that 12th apostle. And something is stated here before they chose him that was a requirement. Verse number 22. It says, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So not only was the selection a requirement, it had to be chosen by the Lord, not only were signs a requirement, but you had to have seen the resurrected Christ. Now again, that limits the number of apostles. That's why there are no apostles today. Okay? And so, if you'll go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you're in Acts, just hang a right turn there, Romans, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and this is why I didn't think we were going to get done tonight, and I'm pretty much right, amen? We're only one-third of the way down the page, but it's good stuff, it's important when you read about apostleship, when you read about things that are going on, amen? And I do hear that beep, Brother Tim. Amen. Amen. A false alarm. All right. Hallelujah. Amen. If you look with me there at 1 Corinthians 15 and look at verse number, let's start in verse 4 if we could. Oh, verse 5, I guess. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 5. It's here, of course, talking about, well, verse 4 says, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and the 12. Okay? Now that's, of course, Peter and the apostles. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. So they'd all seen him. They'd all seen the resurrected Christ. But then, he says there in verse number 8, and last of all, he was seen of who? Me. That's the Apostle Paul speaking here. And so this is why he could say with authority that I am an apostle of Jesus Christ. That my apostle, and by the way, if you read the books of Corinthians, you read through Colossians, the church epistles, they were always, always, always questioning Paul's apostleship because he wasn't part of that initial 12. But he said, I meet all the requirements and the Lord hath chosen me. Really, that verse in Acts is the verse you can really go to there in Acts 9:15. It said, the Lord Jesus, the one said, he is a chosen vessel. By the way, you and I have the Apostle Paul to thank for 14 books of the New Testament. Thank God for that chosen vessel, amen, that God had set apart. So we see there the authorship, and we see the apostleship, and they were required of apostles, their selection, their signs and sight. But then we see his authority also in verse number 1. We see his authority. And if you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Okay? So, as Paul he's giving here his authentication, the authorship of Ephesians is Paul, and his apostleship, but then he gets his authority, number one, from God's Son. He says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. The authority in Christ's name. By the way, it's a wonderful name. It's the name of salvation. Amen. It's the name by which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That wonderful name, that lovely name, that saving name, amen, Jesus Christ. He says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. So the authority comes from God's Son, but it also comes from God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty. What does he say there? An apostle of Jesus Christ by what? By the will of God. By the will of God. He says there that it was God's will that I be an apostle. And if you want a cross-reference there, really, it's Acts 9:15. It's God. And boy, I tell you what, I could have gone batteries go out on us? Okay. Amen. Yeah, they sure did, didn't they? They died. Amen. That's all right. Amen. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, it's a good spot to stop right here, but think about the will of God. And just today, Al Jubach, and he works late on Wednesdays, but he sent me something funny, and it said, it had a man running, and there was a big mob behind him, and it said, be a pastor, they said. It'll be fun, they said. And this man is running from this mob. And I laughed about it. But I thought, and I've counseled with many young men that maybe were in a youth pastor position. And they were talking about, and I said this. I said, if God has not called you to be a pastor, don't. Don't. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have wonderful unity here. We really do. We're so blessed. We're so spoiled. But I'll tell you what, there's quitting places if you're not called of God. There's quitting places when you are called of God. Amen. Paul said this, I'm an apostle by the will of God. That's my apostleship. That's where I get my authority. And from the rest on that we're going to look at, it all boils down to, hey, this is God's messenger. This is God's messenger. You know, when a man stands in this pulpit using the authority of the Word of God, you know what we can say? This is God's messenger. He's preaching it straight. He's going right down the line. This is God's messenger. And so we'll pick it up with number two next week. Amen. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for your goodness, your blessing unto us. Father, thank you for this, your servant, the Apostle Paul. Lord, that we could look at and say that he certainly is the author. He was an apostle. And Lord, we believe his authority as we read the word, that it comes from you. Pray that you'd help. Bless now is our prayer, Lord, as we depart tonight. Pray that you'd be with the bus and Brother Kelly. And Lord, thank you so much for all that you give. Pray in Christ's name. Amen. How about, ladies, number 419?